MPL Sharon Hussein, DA spokesperson on transport in KZN. During an oversight visit conducted this week at the Mozambique border, SAPS reported 104 vehicles stolen in 5 months. That's between April and September this year. The popular vehicles carjacked with the Toyota Hilux, followed by the Ford Ranger. The department has actually failed to conduct a proper feasibility study and best practice to ensure that the final project implemented would actually be cost effective and, secondly, to stop criminal activity. Instead, an award of 85 million rand to cover 8 kilometers of the border was awarded to manufacture and install concrete walls called Jersey barriers. This does not solve the problem of increasing the arrest rate of criminals who conduct carjackings. The DA believes that had proper research been completed, options like drone technology, digging up of trenches at the border, installing boulders, adding more visible policing, and increasing enforcement on routes accessed by criminals to get to the border would have been more effective and long-term. We sincerely hope that the MEC would consider these options before spending more funds on these projects without first attempting to fix the problem and stop the criminal activity. If criminals know that they cannot take vehicles across the Mozambique border, then the demand to steal vehicles to cross the border would stop.